from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're featuring the Wolf of Rock and Roll, music for the backseat of a car, and a pair of odd couples on stage. David Wiegand and I are the original odd couple of radio.
Yeah, well, you're odder.
Let's start with a woman on a Celtic quest.
Hee-haw and me bunny girl, he had daughters 1 to 3, the swan swims upon a hill. These daughters, they walk by the river's brim. Hee-haw and me bunny girl, the yellows push.
That's Lorena McKennitt from her album Troubadours on the Rhine. It's dreamy stuff. Man, her videos look like they cost like $20 million a piece. They're just glorious, lush, dreamy stuff.
Yeah. Well, it fits her music.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I guess I'm dating myself, but I remember when she first emerged, and we know with that incredible voice. I mean, it's just a voice of such purity, and I love that she's still going strong after all these years, and just listening to her it's wonderful. I could listen to her all morning.
Lorena McKennitt plays tonight at the Luther Burbank Center in Santa Rosa. I think that's sold out, and tomorrow at the Masonic in San Francisco. Bill Graham just about invented the modern art of presenting live music. And there's a show about Graham and his complicated life at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. And some of it is about his rock and roll career, but also it's about how Graham escaped the Nazis and came to the United States.
Yeah, he was an incredible figure. I mean, you really can't overstate how important he was. And I think also when you look back at Bill Graham's accomplishments and career from the point of view of today, when his company has become Live Nation, and when you find these massive companies now doing what he sort of did single-handedly, he could be tough. But he had a vision, and I think that vision and his love of rock and roll, you know, just was so important. And, you know, really, he was in some ways the harbinger of new things, but also the last of his kind.
Right, and there's a narration put together for the show by legendary DJ Bonnie Simmons, who worked for Graham, and she said that Graham really loved creating these extraordinarily safe and fun environments for people to come see music.
There were certain things that he instilled in you about doing it right, that you might be able to make the experience of playing at them so comfortable that you had a chance that the artists were going to do their best work.
Bill Graham and the Rock and Roll Revolution continues at the Contemporary Jewish Museum through July 5th. And here's a performer who rarely gets to take a bow, the San Francisco Symphony's organist, Jonathan Dimmick. That's organist Jonathan Dimmick playing the prelude and wedge fugue in E minor by Bach. I want to say the wedgy fugue, but...
oh, please.
Anyway, but this Jonathan Dimmick is this great organist. He doesn't get to play much with the symphony, but he's got a wonderful concert this
weekend. Well, it's true. There really aren't that many, you know, great pieces that are written for the organ, unfortunately. I mean, there's the Franck piece, but that gets done quite a bit. But every time there is an opportunity to hear the organ, especially in Davies Hall, and you hear how extraordinary this man is, you know, what he brings to that instrument is just amazing. And it's so cool that he's going to be performing with the American Bach Soloist with a production that is going to have, guess what, a lot of Bach on it.
Yeah, and at a wonderful organ at the St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Jonathan Dimmick plays tonight at 8 p.m., and this is a celebration of Bach's birthday. Will Eno writes weird plays with cracked characters and wonderful dialogue, sort of distanced, a little odd, but wonderfully engaging stuff, and he's got a play, The Realistic Joneses, that's opening at ACT.
This play opened in 2014 on Broadway. It was developed, you know, several years prior to that, and it's about two families living next door, both named Jones, but it really was and is Eno's attempt to explore naturalism to the extreme, and this is a big get for ACT, and I'm looking forward to it.
The Realistic Joneses continues at the Geary Theater in San Francisco through April 3rd. And you can have an Eno mini-fest by seeing Custom Made Theater's version of Middletown, an earlier Eno play. That's also near Union Square, March 26th through April 23rd. And now this is for the geek in all of us, the Silicon Valley Comic-Con. San Jose has Steve Wozniak to thank for doing some organizing on this one. And this is great. He's the geek supreme, after all.
Well, he is, and it's the land of the geeks. So, you know, you don't even have to, like, fly to San Diego to see Comic-Con. It's not going to be as big as the San Diego Comic-Con, but it really does have some terrific things that are going to get a lot of people's attentions. The cast of Back to the Future is going to be there. William Shatner is going to make an appearance, as well as the great Stan Lee.
And don't forget Nichelle Nichols.
I would never forget Nichelle Nichols.
from Star Trek, who, you know, in a way, pioneered a role. She was a role model for blacks and women in space.
That's true. No, she was. I mean, she's a very, very memorable character on that show. Lots of different people. It's, you know, not huge movies are going to be there, but a lot of panels that sound really interesting, discussing diversity in the geek world and that sort of thing.
Silicon Valley Comic-Con is today through Sunday. Now here's a writer of lo-fi art songs. That's Will Toledo and his bandmates in Car Seat Headrest, a name for the view he had from the back seat of a car.
That's right.
He parked in a Target parking lot where he gets some privacy to work on his songs.
That's exactly correct. And the
amazing.
Next thing you know, he was in the pages of the New Yorker. I kid
yeah.
you not.
Right.
The last time he was here, which was a few months ago, the show was sold out. But the guy is really great.
Car Seat Headrest plays the rickshaw stop March 31st, so this is a far out. You still have time to get those tickets before the show sells out. And it's also a cheap thrill, just $10 to $14. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the do list at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.